ஆதாளியை ஒன்று அறியேனை அறத்தீதாளியை ஆண்டது செப்புமதோ கூதாள கிராத குலிக்கிறைவா வேதாள கணம் புகழ் வேளவனே. அபூர்வா, இன் டுடேஸ் வர்ஸ் அருணகிரிநாதர் ஸ்பீக்ஸ் வித் எக்ஸ்ட்ரீம் ஹியூமிலிட்டி, பட் பினீத் தட் ஹியூமிலிட்டி இஸ் எ டீப் சென்ஸ் ஆஃப் கிராட்டிடியூட் அண்ட் வண்டர்.
வாய் இஸ் தட் வேதாந்த்? He is such a great saint. Why would he put himself down?
That is his greatness, his total lack of ego. He says, Aadaliyai ondru ariyenai, arathidaliyai aandathu seppumado. He calls himself a loudmouth, an ignorant person, and even a sinner. He wonders, how can I even describe the mystery of you accepting someone as unworthy as me?
Wow, so he's saying, even though I have zero qualifications, you still took me under your wing. Great. How does he describe Muruga in this context?
He calls him Kutala Kirada Kulikkiraiva, the lord of Valli, the tribal girl who wears the Kutalam flower. By mentioning Valli, he hints that Muruga doesn't care about status or qualifications. He only looks for pure love.
That's beautiful. And what about the line Vedala Ganam Pugal Velavane?
It means the Velan, Muruga, who is praised by the fierce Vedalam, ghostly spirits, on the battlefield. He is contrasting Muruga's terrifying power, praised by spirits, with his extreme gentleness that bows down to a simple tribal girl and a humble sinner like him.
I see. It's like saying you are the king of the universe, yet you have time for someone like me. Simply superb.
Correct, Apurva. Today's takeaway. 1. Unconditional grace. God doesn't look for a perfect resume or high qualifications. Even if we feel ignorant or flawed, sincere surrender is enough for Him to accept us. He doesn't look at our worth. He looks at our thirst for Him. 2. The reach of love. By mentioning Valli, the tribal girl, Arunagirinathar reminds us that Muruga goes where there is love. If he could go into the forest for Valli, he will surely come into our hearts if we are humble and devoted.
Got it, Vedant. From now on, instead of worrying that I'm not good enough, I'll just trust that Muruga's grace is big enough to cover all my flaws.
Exactly. That undivided trust is the boat that takes you across the ocean of life. See you tomorrow for verse 40.